You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
Yes, it is. I tell you, you guys are out of your minds. You are absolutely out of your minds. When did we become so bloodthirsty? Carlin, 800-919-3776, 800-919-ESPN on Twitter, at Chris Carlin, at C-H-R-I-S-C-A-R-L-I-N. The Joe Kelly suspension, I don't get it. Everybody is absolutely outraged over Joe Kelly getting 8 games, and I understand it is the regular season equivalent of 22, but when did all of you all of a sudden become all about street justice? I get it. The Astros cheated. I get it. They deserve what they get. But can we at least dial back on the bloodthirst? Holy crap. You guys are out of your minds. And listen, I'm no snowflake here. All right. I have absolutely no problem with any Astro all season long that gets drilled, that gets one in the ribs, that gets one on the ass, that gets one on the legs. I have no problem with any of it, except when you go near somebody's head. Just stop with that. Careers end that way. You could potentially kill someone that way. A baseball at 96 miles an hour at your head is an incredible weapon. For Joe Kelly to do that and get 8 games, I have no problem with it whatsoever. And I'll tell you why. I can absolutely justify that top to bottom. Joe Kelly not only threw at the guy's head, not only incited the brawl as he's walking off and mouthing off like a complete jerk, taunting. I get it. The Astros deserve it. But Joe Kelly has a history of this. Every Yankee fan that's out here and defending him seems to forget 2 years ago in 2018 up in Fenway on a Sunday night when he drills Tyler Austin. And you guys got all bent out of shape, and I understand why you would. And Tyler Austin only caught one in the rib. So Joe didn't have any problem throwing it at a guy's ribs that night. He lost control of the ball. Stop. Listen to Joe Kelly after last night's game trying to explain exactly what went wrong. Ugh.
It was a ball, obviously. Wasn't my best pitch. It was ball four, and walked him, and never good to put a guy on when you're leading the game. So some of that, I wasn't feeling the greatest. Wasn't the most comfortable. Took me a while to hone in my mechanics. I threw my curveball. I guess I didn't take too kind to it, a curveball. It is what it is. Walked a couple guys, was able to get out of the inning. Finally made one good pitch for the punch out, and was able to keep the lead where it was at, especially with us not playing, the best baseball the first 4 games, be able to come out and win against that team. They're a good team. So that was big.
Stop it, Joe. Look, I understand that after these kinds of situations, we try to get in front of the cameras and explain it with a wink and a nod. Just shut up. Joe Kelly threw at Alex Bregman's head. Nothing happened from the umpire. Nothing. Nothing. And then he went on to throw a curveball that came close to the head of Carlos Correa. Okay, it's a curveball. Maybe he didn't mean that one. It's a breaking pitch. But that's not what he was upset about. They were all upset about Bregman. And then you strike him out, and then you walk off, and then you mouth off before you even get to the line and making your little pouty face and looking like a complete jackass. And that's what incited the bench's clearing. Did anybody go anywhere near Joe Kelly or say word one before any of that? Bregman stood there. He wasn't happy. He put the bat down. He walked to first base. Because they know. I'm not going to sit here and defend what the Astros did, but I'm going to defend a guy from potentially getting drilled in the head. We have seen careers end that way. Let me ask you, do you think Giancarlo Stanton thinks that he deserved to get drilled in the head? Meaning that that Bregman deserved that? Absolutely not. And I know he missed. How convenient. Threw it behind his head. What if he ducks back? Stop it. Yeah, I mean, it's unreal. This street justice that you all think is going to happen, and the Astros got away with so much. Look, they did get away with a lot. Other guys lost their jobs. The players got away with it because of the commissioner. You want to blame anybody? Blame the commissioner for giving the players immunity. But then again, if you hadn't given the players immunity, we wouldn't know about all this stuff because they all would have shut up and not said a word. And they would have zero proof about what's going on. Zero. So yes, the Astros are going to get thrown at this year. And I have no problem with that whatsoever. What I have a problem with is somehow Joe Kelly going out there playing judge, jury, and almost executioner with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball at the head. Joe, hit him in the ribs. Hit him on the arm. You're a major league pitcher. You can do that. I'll give us the old okey-doke. And this is somebody with a history. And if you look at what Major League Baseball said, they factored that in, that Joe Kelly has a history of doing this kind of thing. They factored in that Joe Kelly instigated the entire bench clearing situation, which, by the way, right now, you're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to have any kind of bench clearing situations because, yes, we're supposed to be social distancing. And the dopes down in Miami have 18 players who are dealing with this right now because one idiot went out. So now Joe Kelly could all of a sudden cause an outbreak? It's possible. It's possible. And yet you guys want to defend him to no end. You want somebody to get drilled in the head and lose their livelihood because they cheated a couple of years ago. And potentially do real damage. Stop. Stop. Did the players get away with it? Absolutely. Should they wear it all season long and deal with what they got to deal with? Absolutely. Do they deserve having people throw at their heads? They don't. I want to take you back a year, okay? I want to take you back a year to the Reds and the Pirates. Remember how bad that got last year? How ugly it got between the Reds and the Pirates? Well, after one of those situations, Keone Kella, who threw at a guy's head, got 10 games. Amir Garrett, who incited the benches clearing brawl, got 8 games. Kelly did both. That's 18 games. And you throw in COVID, and you throw in taunting, and you throw in his history. If you want to sit there and point at 22 games for a regular season, that's what this is equivalent to. Guess what? He deserved every freaking bit of it. Get your own justice in the right way. And here's the hard truth to remember. Would everybody have been happier if Kelly had actually drilled him in the ribs and then maybe he drills Correa on the arm or on the leg? He probably then gets thrown out, even though nothing was happening to him at the time. Umpires really grabbing control of that situation. And Kelly just finishes off the inning and walks off and lets everything speak for itself. What would have happened? Let's just say he plunks one right in the ribs of Bregman. Correa got the curveball over the head, and he strikes out Correa, walks off, says nothing. What happens? Nothing. Kelly doesn't get one single game, and you get your blood. And they're going to be wearing that all season long. Ask any player. Any player. Not one of them is okay with throwing at somebody's head. Except for this idiot. I don't care that he wasn't on the 2017 Dodgers because I understand what he's trying to do. He's out there on the mound in a situation where he can go and defend his teammates. He got screwed over. He was with the Red Sox, too, that year. That's, look, the Astros beat them, too, and I'm sure it was aggravating. It's not going to be about whether or not you were on a team. It's going to be about, as a player, whether or not you're personally offended by other people cheating, and you're going to take it upon yourself to go ahead and show how upset you are with it. That's all fine. You can do that all without potentially taking away a guy's livelihood. Tony Conigliaro, Dickie Thon. There have been so many players. There have been quite a few of players that have had this happen, that have gotten drilled in the head and have never been the same or haven't been able to play again. Baseball was right. Baseball was right. Now you come fight me and tell me why I'm wrong, because I don't see it. 800-919-3776. 800-919-ESPN. Let's go. I want to hear some of these justifications, because I just can't for a second justify what Kelly did last night. Oh, he's a hero in L.A. Oh, my Lord, stop it. What an embarrassment. 8 games in a short season. I could argue it's too light.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
I got people who are saying that, oh, the only thing wrong they did was miss. Stop it. Zach in the Bronx starting us off tonight. Zach, what's going on?
Carlin, got to start. I love you. But, man, you are so wrong. You trust him to throw 96 over the plate on a dime to the catcher's glove, but you don't trust him to throw it to a spot. He's aiming at a spot. Hit his spot.
He was throwing at the back of the guy's head.
He was aiming at the catcher's glove to a spot he was trying to hit.
No, he wasn't. Come on. It was 3-0. It was an easy way to go. And he hasn't had problems hitting guys before in the ribs. He was throwing at his head. That's the look. And this is the thing, Zach. It's not a problem to hit a guy. I don't have any problem with players policing the game and all that. And the Astros are going to be dealing with this all season long. But ask any player, and what's off limits? Throwing it at a guy's head is off limits. And that's what Kelly did. And the Astros still took it. I'm not lauding the Astros, okay? But they still took it. And Bregman did nothing and walked to first base. And until Kelly started running his mouth, that's when the Astros finally got annoyed and didn't even really go after it. Correa was just saying, screw you, basically back. And then everybody's coming out of the dugout.
How do y'all hope you police the game? No one's scared of a shot to the ribs.
Why not? 96 in the ribs? You don't think that hurts? There are plenty of guys who have gotten annoyed by it. Tyler Austin slammed his bat into the ground when Kelly did that to him 2 years ago. He was pretty ticked off about that. You catch 96 in the ribs and see how that feels. You think throwing at somebody's head is going to make it happen in the game, Zach? Thanks for the call, but no. Throwing at somebody's head is not right. You are talking about taking away his livelihood. You want the guy to get suspended for a year? I think it's a disgrace that the players didn't get suspended in this. I really do. I think it's awful. But you wouldn't have had any of the truth in any of it. And it's so awful that, yes, they are going to have to deal with this all season long. But I'm telling you, you talk to players on other teams, you ask them what they think about Joe Kelly. We could talk about how he didn't hit him all you want. He was throwing it at his head, and Bregman got out of the way. Tony in Bridgeport up next. Tony, what's going on?
Chris, you really think he was throwing to hit him in the head?
Yeah.
He was coming close. And two, you mentioned a point.
No, Tony. There's buzzing somebody, and then there's throwing it behind a guy's head. And when you're throwing it behind a guy's head, you are saying, I am trying to hit you in the head.
Whatever you think, I don't think so. But here's my other point. How many guys been hit in the head in the last 50 years? You make it seem like it's okay. There's got to be something different about how you...
How long did it take... Let me ask you something. Tony, how long did it take David Wright to get back right after he got hit in the head? a long time, and some would argue that he was never the player, same player, after that happened in 2011. Remember when he got hit in the head by Matt Cain?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, some would argue that David Wright was never the same player after that.
I love argue that too, but my Chris, I'm sorry. You're my star for this new sports season, but you gotta see it how dictatorial people are about how to ask.
Yes, I have, and again, and I'm not defending. Listen, tone. The Astros deserve it. The Astros deserve to get drilled. I don't have a problem if they have two or three guys catching one in the ribs, in the leg, in the keister all season long. No problem whatsoever.
Normal. We want something above normal.
So you want to take away a guy's livelihood. That's what you want to do.
No, who said taking away his
livelihood? Throwing at a guy's head has that potential, Tony.
Potential is potential. Did he hit him?
Tony, throwing at a guy's head is likely that, Tony, he came very close to hitting him in the head.
And
let me ask you this, Tony. Tony, if you're standing in the box, how are you feeling? If you were Alex Bregman last night, what do you do?
You gotta take your comeuppance for how you did.
Hey, Tony, listen, 95% of the players, and thanks for the call, 95% of players that had a ball thrown at their head like that last night absolutely would have gone nuts. And it wouldn't have mattered if it was another Astro. It wouldn't have mattered who it was. 95% having a ball thrown like that at their head would have gone nuts. Absolutely nuts. And they would have been right to do it. Guys who, I mean, honestly, remember how scary that was when David Wright got hit in the head by Matt Cain? How nuts that was? I was at that game. It was a Saturday afternoon at Citi Field. And what happened? Pedro came back later and did it the way you're supposed to do it. Pedro drills a guy after he had pitched the rest of the game and basically was just about to come out of the game, and then he drills him in the ribs to get it back for what happened. Medina in Newark is next. Medina, what's going on?
What's up, man?
How you doing, man?
I got a question, man. How much are the Astros paying you right now? Huh?
Why would you say that?
So that's all you got, that he was aiming for the head. He was aiming.
Yes! That's a pretty big difference.
Okay, so the question is, if it was Clayton Kershaw going to his head right now, you wouldn't, because it was Joe Kelly, right? You're going to call Kelly an idiot, blah, blah, blah. But then if it was Kershaw, a guy.
If it was Kershaw and he acted like that, I would have no problem.
Okay, you have no problem. And then
it was Kelly saying, I'm throwing at your head, and then screw you, I don't care, and sorry, whiny, walking off the field and letting them have it. And that's what started the whole thing. When you did everything instigate the whole thing, you're going to get that many games.
How many careers did the Astros ended? How many guys got cut? How many guys are at home right now not able to even feed their family or on AAA because of the fact that the Astros were cheating and getting bombed?
Answer me this question, Medina. Medina, just answer this question. Did he deserve to get hit in the head?
Did he get hit in the head? That's my question.
No.
What was the intent?
Why did baseball give him what they did?
My question to you is, the batter, Alex Bregman, right?
Yep.
He saw that, right? What did he do? He shut up and he walked across the base. He didn't even say nothing. Nothing. Why do you think he did that?
Because he knows they have to take this all year, and he wasn't about to start it. And then once he took it and went to first base, then Correa strikes out, Kelly starts mouthing off again and instigates the whole thing. You could argue that the umpires didn't do anything and were allowing your little street justice to happen by not even warning him. And then they warn the Astros. They didn't even warn the Dodgers.
I got you. Another thing, You don't think Correa should get hit after what he said?
Correa can catch one in the ribs. I don't think he should catch one in the head. I'm sorry.
So I understand the whole head situation. But
what's wrong with drilling somebody on the ass?
Maybe for the ribs. Maybe he was aiming for the ribs. Maybe he
threw a curveball to Correa, okay? I could even buy the explanation that a curveball got away from him, Medina. Thanks for the call. I could even buy that, all right? I'll let that go. In high school, I got hit in the head by a curveball. It was nothing. If you get hit in the head by a curveball, it's nothing. Nothing. If you're in that situation and you're on the Astros, everybody's ticked off because he got hit or he was going to get hit in the head, that they threw it that close. And this is what Major League Baseball said in handing out the punishment. They cited his history of being a jackass. They cited the fact that he hit him in, or he was trying to hit him in the head, threw it near his head. And they cited the fact that he not only has the history, but he's walking off the field and he's instigating the benches clearing. The benches didn't clear until Kelly did it. And then he's running his mouth as he goes off. And Correa is the one that was taking enough from it. That was it. And look, in no way am I defending the Astros. Hit them all you want. Hit them in the leg. I don't care. Do not. Do not try to take away somebody's livelihood, because that's what you're doing when you mess around with trying to throw in the head. And everybody's talking about, oh, he just missed his spot and all that crap. Maybe he didn't hit him in the head. Guys, we're talking about inches. We're talking about inches. Joe Kelly had his intent. Joe Kelly knew exactly what he was doing. And Major League Baseball looked at his history for what happened the last time with Tyler Austin. They looked at some other guys that have been suspended. Amir Garrett, last year, got 8 games. He didn't even throw a pitch. He got it for inciting a brawl, which is what Kelly did. Keona Kella threw near somebody's head. He got 10 games. That's 18 games combined. Kelly did both. Kelly did both last time. Stick you guys in the box and have one buzz past your head that close and see what happens. You wouldn't even be able to get out of the way. I want justice for the Astros, too. I hate the fact that they're not getting really any of the players are getting any of the punishment that they should be. It's outrageous. It's egregious. It's awful. And Major League Baseball got the truth by giving them the immunity that they did. It was wrong. But at the same time, I'm not threatening somebody's life with a baseball that when you throw it at 96 miles an hour is a weapon.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
I'm blown away by the bloodthirst that exists. It's crazy. It's crazy. You want to see a guy get drilled in the head? It's amazing to me that this continues, yet I still have not heard the argument that has brought me over to the idea that it's okay to throw at somebody's head. It's not. It's not. And baseball, with this suspension of Kelly, particularly cited that, particularly cited instigating the entire benches clearing situation, which in COVID times, not the most ideal situation. And then give the guy's history. What Yankee fan was sitting there defending Joe Kelly when he dribbled Tyler Austin in the ribs on Sunday night a few years back? Remember that? Come on. Come on. If you had other pitchers, maybe I could try to find a way to at least ease up. But throwing it anywhere near a guy's head is just not right. I want to listen. And I know that he's protecting his guys, okay? But when it comes to this kind of stuff, I trust Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker's been around a long time, and he understands what this is all about. And he obviously walked into the situation knowing that there was a good chance that he was going to see a lot of it this year. So here's Dusty last night after the game on Kelly throwing at his guys?
Balls get away sometime, you know, but not that many in the big leagues. You know, when you throw a 3-0 fastball over a guy's head, I mean, now you're flirting with his, you know, ending his career. Then a couple other guys, balls are close. And then, you know, what really enraged everybody is when, you know, he told Carlos, I mean, he struck him out. And he told him, nice swing, and see, what are you supposed to do then? And then what upset me is that the umpires warned us. Why don't you warn him? You know, he's the one throwing a ball, and, you know, he's the one that started this mess in the first place. I didn't like it at all.
The umpires did everything they could to not protect the Astros during the game. That's the thing. They didn't do a damn thing when that ball got away behind his head. Nobody got warned. We all knew there was intent behind it. Nobody got warned. And then, after the whole incident, the Astros get warned. You think they're all protecting the Houston Astros? No. But they're doing what's right. There's a difference. There's a difference. You don't think, and listen, I am not a Manfred fan in any way. You don't think Manfred wants to do something to penalize the Astros? What he really should have done is done something to penalize Jim Crane. But he didn't have the guts to do that because he works for them, works for the owners. But the umpires in no way last night were doing a damn thing around that. Let's hit the calls. I want to hear why I'm wrong here, because I just don't see it. And if I'm missing it, please tell me. Dave Freeholt, next, 98.7 ESPN. Dave, give me something.
Hey, Chris, man. How you doing? Love your shows. Love your shows.
Thank you.
But I think you're way off here. It's like, this is an element of baseball that you're saying now these people are just going to get the whole team. The Astros are just going to get headhunted now from here, the whole season. It's one guy. He threw a pitch, and that's it. You know,
people are screaming and yelling. But no. He didn't just throw a pitch. He threw the pitch at the guy's head. Nothing happened.
Well, when you grew up watching ball.
Hang on. A couple of batters later.
Those guys didn't throw at people. That's an element of the game.
Hang on. You throw the ball near the guy's head, nothing happens. Okay. Then, with Correa, a couple of batters later, you get a curveball near his head. All right, got away. That's fine. Then you strike out Correa, and you're walking off the mound, and you're mouthing off right at him. That's instigating. That's not only throwing near somebody's head, it's instigating.
Okay, so now we have to cut all that out. So what's next? We can't slide hard into second or home? What's next?
What part of drilling a guy is okay by me as long as it's not in his head?
He didn't drill him in the head. He got out of the way, and I'm sure before he got up to bat, all his teammates were saying, look out, this guy has a history, just watch out. The guy, he knew
that.
They
probably were.
He knew it.
And Bregman did nothing. He put the bat down, and he walked to first base. He did nothing.
He's scared. He should be scared.
He did. No. The ball came by Bregman's head, and he did nothing. He didn't get upset. He didn't do any of it. He didn't do a damn thing other than go to first base. And look, I'm not defending the Astros in the least. All I'm saying is it's wrong to use a ball that you can throw 96 miles an hour to buzz a guy's head, to come close to hitting him in the head. It's not right.
Well, I'm sure he wasn't intentionally trying to harm him.
He was trying to scare him
and send a message. He was trying to send a message, and that's the element of baseball that we have and always have had.
Well, if we're going to talk about big league pitchers,
80% of your callers agree with you.
Yeah, no, they don't.
It's mind-boggling to me.
No, they don't. We've had one caller agree with me so far, David. Thanks for the call. When you have major league pitchers and they're going to come out one hand and say, "Well, pitches get away from you," and then at the second hand, obviously that's not the case. He threw it behind the guy's head and very close to it. At one angle, it looks like it actually skimmed the back of his helmet, which I don't think it did, but at one angle it did. That's the point. It's very, very close. Very close. So I'm not going to allow that to be okay. I get it. What the Astros have done is abominable, and in a lot of ways they've gotten away with it. And they've got a huge break that fans don't get to hammer them this year. A massive break. But this dope, this clown, Joe Kelly, is going to be the arbiter of good? Stop. Mike in Connecticut is up next. Mike, what do you got?
Love your passion, man. Love your passion, man. Love this show. And listen, I'd be frustrated, too, if I had to call Rutgers football game, so I get it. But Joe Kelly is getting robbed.
You want to talk about Connecticut football?
I'm a Syracuse guy. Syracuse guy.
Oh, well, yeah, we could talk about that, too, if you want.
Yeah, but Joe Kelly is getting suspended for 15 games. 15% of the rest of regular season games when no Astro player.
No. Eight games now, and it would equate to 22.
22?
Yeah.
22%?
It would equate to 22 in a regular season game. A regular season. 162 games.
It's 8 out of the remaining 55 they had for, considering what's going on with the Astros, for a game that is so about, other than golf, this game is so much about integrity. And given what Major League Baseball didn't do in the offseason, and given that no other sport polices itself, self-polices itself like baseball, you may not like that Joe Kelly threw his head. One, he didn't hit him. Flat-out didn't hit him. He's getting suspended 8 games for not hitting a guy.
He's getting suspended 8 games for throwing it incredibly close. But he's getting suspended. You guys act like 96 miles an hour is nothing. You don't have no idea what that looks like coming at your head. And frankly, neither do I. I know what 80 looks like coming at my head, and I'm not exactly cat-like.
That's why you and I are on the radio and not getting the big bucks playing baseball. That was in Dickie Fan, which was tragic in 84.
Yes.
Astro, who got hit in the head and his career. That's what they risk going inside every batter's box every time to a football player. So that's nothing new.
There's a difference between risking it and actually having somebody do it intentionally. That's what was going on.
That's gone on baseball for over 100 years.
I understand that. And you and Mike, if you and I went and asked 100 players, 98 of them would have a major problem with what happened. If it was just in between and they're talking about if it happened to any team and any player, even in this situation, nobody deserves it at the head. Nobody.
I got to think I would take the under on that 98 in a heartbeat. I was under on that 98. The Astros know this coming. God bless they didn't get.
Yes, the Astros know they're going to get drilled, and that's why Bregman reacted the way he did. Thanks for the call, Mike. Bregman did not even flinch. He knows this stuff is coming. It doesn't make it right, but Bregman went to first base without an issue, and then Correa gets a curveball near his head. Nothing. And then Correa strikes out, and Kelly's walking off the field, mouthing off. Joe Kelly's a punk. That's just fact. Joe Kelly is a punk. And that's a punk move to throw at somebody's head.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
For some sort of a rational thought that I could agree with in support of this. But you guys have yet to deliver. Eric in Queens is next on 98.7 ESPN. Big E, what's up?
How you doing, Chris?
Good.
I couldn't agree with you more. What is wrong with our cause today, man? How are you going to actually think that this guy can just go and throw at the goal and try to hit this guy in the head? I mean, come on. I understand they're the Astros. I don't like the Astros either. But to go after the guy's head, that's a no-no. Come on. You got to be better than that. You can't do that. You just can't do that. And I couldn't agree with you anymore. These callers, let them try having somebody throw a ball at their head. Let's see how they would take that. But see, you just sit there and say that, he wasn't trying to go after the guy's head. This is not right.
Look, I have no issue if you feel like, as a pitcher on the mound, you want to get some justice and you want to drill somebody. Or even if you want to drill two players, that's fine. You'll get thrown out of the game. You'll get suspended, but chances are for drilling two guys, if you put it in their ribs or, you know, on their keister, on their leg, you're not going to get 8 games in this instance. Okay. Or 22 if we're looking at a full season. He got this not only because he threw near the guy's head, but also because he incited this thing and he has a history. And when I look at all of that, it absolutely looks like the right decision. And if they had given him more, if they had given him 10 or 12, I wouldn't have had a problem with it.
And Kelly, I got Cosin, I got one more question. If he would have tried to do that to one of the Yankees, I think that whole Yankees bench would have been off. They all would have been off the bench at them.
Of course. But listen, everybody's upset, Eric, and thanks for the call, because it's the Astros and they didn't get punished. None of the players got punished. Everybody's upset about that. I understand that. You want some form of satisfaction for getting screwed. If there's anybody who understands wanting to get satisfaction out of getting screwed, it's me. But in this case, this isn't what you do. Nobody deserves that. Dar in Bayside next. Dar, what do you got?
Hello?
Hi.
Chris, Carlin.
Thank you
for taking my call. So I got 2 points for you. Number one, is this not the most unethical and egregious foul in the history of sports that we know it, other than the Black Sox? Okay? This is the most egregious and unethical. I mean, they ruined the whole season for baseball. They cheated the whole fans. They cheated every baseball team. Okay? If you look at it, if you look at the video and you look at the sound, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And I'll tell you that my second point, which I want to hear your rebuttal to this, is that if a pitcher is 3-0 and wants to hit it on the outside corner or the inside corner, what do you say? Good pitch. Good pitch. Right? He wants to hit it outside. Pitcher swings. He misses. Good pitch. This man did not hit him. He did not hit him. He placed a pitch to do a warning, which is the history of baseball. He did a warning, and he succeeded. He succeeded.
You don't throw the ball near the guy's head. You don't do it. You don't do it. But, I don't care. You want to talk about Don Drysdale? You want to talk about Bob Gibson? That's 50 years ago. You don't do it.
Yeah,
you don't do it.
There's been Tom Seaver. There's been Nolan Ryan. There's been everybody. Look at the history of
Nolan Ryan didn't throw at guys' heads. And let's be clear.
Nolan Ryan didn't throw at guys' heads.
Nolan Ryan threw. He would drill you, but he wasn't throwing at your head. That wasn't happening.
But he missed. He missed. So he succeeded. He missed. He did a warning. He succeeded. There's no precedence for I missed. And now I'm getting punished for missing. I don't get that.
Because you are a half an inch away from not missing. You are a half an inch away from not missing. And I got to tell you something.
He didn't miss.
I got to tell you something.
It's like the outside corner.
I got to tell you something.
Inside corner, outside corner.
You can talk semantics all you want. He was throwing the ball exceptionally close to someone's head. And if he had hit him, I would have thrown him out of the game for the season at a minimum. At a minimum, if he had hit him in the head.
But that didn't happen.
Stop.
Right?
It didn't happen. It came damn close. Appreciate the call. It came damn close. And that's why you deserve a suspension, Dar. You deserve a suspension when there's intent behind what you're doing. And there was true intent behind what he was doing. Aaron Judge just homered 3-1 Yankees. Solo shot, that's top three down in Baltimore. high one that barely cleared the fence and left. Eddie, Brooklyn, next, 98.7 ESPN. Edward, go.
How you doing this evening, Carter? Listen,
Eddie, I'm aggravated, right? Frankly. I expect better from all of us. And I get that we're all ticked off with our lot in life right now. And I get that we're all ticked off at the Houston Astros for what they cost the Yankees. But I'm sorry. I'm not just going to say it's okay to throw a ball near a guy's head.
Listen, I'm with you on 100% because you don't throw at nobody's head. What if you hit that man? God forbid you kill him or like ruin his career where he can't play baseball no more, you know, like damage his brain or something like that. I understand, like, you know, like the Astros cheese and all that, but you don't go after nobody here like that. Another thing I like to say, you know, like when a guy comes to bat and you hit a home run and you flip the bat and then the pitcher, like the next inning you come back and they be trying to hit you or whatever. To me, that's unethical too, because if that was me, if I was a pitcher, you hit a home run up on me, okay, now you got the best of me. By me, I'll come back getting the best of you by striking you out, but not by hitting you. So all that stuff.
But I'll be honest with you. You know, one of the great pictures to me, just in my personal fandom, I got a picture on the background, on a backdrop of my computer that is the wallpaper of Rougned Odor decking Jose Bautista. Why? Because he did that bat flip the year before and he went in with a hard slide after he got hit. I had no problem with that. This to me, not right.
You don't throw at nobody head. I don't agree with none of that stuff because you could hurt somebody. You know, like you could, like, what if the guy don't move fast enough to get out of the way? Now, what? How you gonna feel if you like really hurt that man or kill him? God forbid.
This is my point. You know, guys who have had their careers ended this way, guys who if they had, you know, their careers severely altered by this that it's happened to. Guys have lost eyesight this way.
And all these people talking about this and this and that. Listen, somebody throw a baseball at them at 95 miles per hour. See how they feel about it. But that's what I got to say on the subject.
I appreciate the call, Eddie.
All right.
It's 96 behind that. And I've watched it 10 times, guys. 10 times. They cheated. I get it. You deserve to be punished for cheating. You absolutely do. Not like this. Not like this. 800-919-3776. 800-919-ESPN. Next. Who's been patient? Looks like Chris in Throgsneck has. Chris, what do you got?
Hey, Chris, where you at? Hey, Chris, where you at, man?
I'm right here.
Like that, like I'm calling your cell. How are you?
Oh, I know. Exactly, like you hit me up. Where you at? Where are we going?
Like,
go
I just
meet me at the diner
cell,
on Victory.
Like...
Go meet me at the diner on Victory Boulevard.
It isn't as if there's like 10 million people listening right now, right? I could just like, where you at, Chris?
No. Airline Diner over near LaGuardia, which is now a Jackson Hole. It's tremendous.
Is it actually?
It is a Jackson Hole, and when I lived in Astoria, my wife and I used to order from there every Saturday night. It was amazing. It was absolutely, oh my God, so off the charts.
That's a good plug for them as well.
Oh.
That's a great plug for them, for those who haven't been there yet.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, pardon me, Chris, I just went blank.
Joe Kelly and the Astros players is what it says in front of me.
There you go. Right back on the track there. I don't see how you're expecting that you're going to get. How is this even a discussion? I don't see how this is even a discussion. This is something that is in regular life. This is a crime. To launch an object at an individual. And I understand how it has become a part of the game. I still don't understand to this day how any of it is accepted or we justify certain aspects of it. Or, you know, if you aim at a certain place, it's acceptable, or, you know, don't aim at the head. I don't think any of it for me personally is acceptable. Can I tell you something funny also?
Yeah.
He's got 32 career batters, which he's plunked. Seven of those came in 2014. I don't know if he was with the Sox or with the Cardinals.
I think he was with the Cardinals at the time.
What's funny is that yesterday's didn't count. It would have been his 33rd, Chris. but yesterday's didn't count. So I thought that was funny. He's a good pitcher, Chris. I will say that. He's got 563 Ks, headed towards 600 Ks in a little bit over 600 innings. The guy strikes out a lot of batters. But is that even a lot of hit by pitch? 32 career. He's got an 11-year career. Is that a lot? Is that a lot? Because he has had his share of hitting batters. And
yeah, it doesn't. I don't know. I'd have to look at it, but I don't know if that's a lot. But look, he's done this kind of thing before. He's never been shy about launching away when you've had something like this. Never been shy about it.
Go ahead.
What were you
going to
say? No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Come on, Chris, you should have just went if you wanted to. Hey, by the way, Chris is really for the picking right now in his Monday and Friday game show, because he's kind of like Rocky in Rocky III, where he's been very busy. He's been doing ads. He's been doing commercials. He's been all up. Guys, this is the time to get him on the 500.
This is the time to pick me off.
Guys. He's been very busy. He's been very busy.
Yes, I have been very, very busy, exceptionally busy. So please come and get some. Yeah, I'm not hungry enough right now.
To sum things up, Chris, it is not, I don't care if the majors accepts it. I don't care if the majors has their, okay, this is acceptable, that's not acceptable, this area of the body is acceptable. In my opinion, I have never accepted it, and I was concerned with baseball this year because of that. Because I was saying the majors is the only sport that cannot react. You know, it's not like the NBA, it's not like the NFL, where players can express how they feel. Almost like when you're watching the World Baseball Classic, it's a little different. It's a little loose. Guys are able to express the way they feel. And I was concerned for the majors this season, because I was saying no crowd, no noise, no. How is that going to work? Because of the fact that MLB and their players have tended to police things on their own and kind of take matters in their own hands, because I don't think that they trust that the league is going to take action whenever there's an issue.
The league's not, listen, I get not trusting the league when it comes to all this stuff, and thanks for the call. The problem is, Chris, that you have a situation where they were not getting to the full truth unless they gave the players immunity. That's what happened. The players wanted all the immunity to actually speak up, so there was really no other choice. And you can't back out of that kind of an agreement. Even though you could argue you should, you can't do it. Mark in Connecticut next, 98.7 ESPN. Mark, go.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
Oh, Mark, you know.
Oh, yeah, another rough night. No, I'm with you, Chris. That, you know, when somebody throws a ball, a baseball, and first I want to state, you know, anybody who says it was accidental, these guys are big league pitchers. They're the cream of the crop. When they're throwing a fastball, they would never get out of American Legion ball if they couldn't control their pitches to that extent, because that's really 60 feet away, a professional pitcher, a fastball. Come on. And so,
yeah, I know. For those that are saying he was intentionally throwing it behind his head, okay, maybe so, but it was pretty close. It was close enough.
If you really just
wanted to threaten him and throw it behind his head, you could have sent it a little bit further away and still sent your same message.
Exactly. And I think a lot of the callers are, it's because of their feelings toward the Astros. And I don't think it's a team kind of thing. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, we're all in this together kind of thing, because, you know, you just hate to see, that's not baseball. I remember when one time I was watching a hockey game and Bill Clement was announcing it, and he's a great announcer, and Ron Hextall came from behind and slashed a guy in the back of in the back from behind, and he hit his knees from behind. He goes, hey, that's not hockey. And there's certain things that are like, you know, like Utley's slide against Tejada. That's not baseball. Throwing at that guy's head when you can really damage them, and we've seen a lot of them. I mean, we've seen Andre Dawson. It almost cost him his career. He was having an MVP year. I think it was in 87. You were right about Knigg. I mean, Knigg was hit by Jack Hamilton in August of 67. And you know what happened? And a lot of people miss this because it happened the next year. Boston's Jose Santiago hit Paul Shaw in the head and it fractured his skull. And, you know, these guys, Conigliaro as well as Paul Shaw, were never really the same after that. They were, you know, and it takes a lot out of you. But the bottom line is that, you know, everybody's got families and everybody's got, and when you talk about, you know, doing that and to think about the force, I mean, that's not like a punch in the head. That's not like, you know, hitting somebody point blank in the head even. I mean, this is 90 miles an hour of baseball. And, you know, and I think the problem is guys freeze sometimes. Like Joe Kelly didn't know that Bregman, he may have frozen. I think that's when some of the bad accidents have happened was when the guy freezes.
Yeah.
And, you know,
Kelly was Bregman was ready to get out of the way. And thanks for the call. Bregman, you know, sometimes if you have that, if you have a guy that does not move as quickly or does just freeze, it can get ugly. I'm going through a list of some of these guys. Remember Adam Greenberg? Adam Greenberg was the kid that was called up by the Cubs, and his first major league appearance came as a pinch hitter, and he got hit in the head. And the guy dealt with vertigo for years, and years later, the Marlins, who were the ones who hit him, actually signed him, and they gave him an at-bat against the Mets a few years back. Remember Piazza getting drilled by Clemens? Yeah. Dickie Thon, Tony C, Gary Renege caught one in the head, hit in the face, 25 stitches. There have been plenty of them, man. Jeez, how about Kirby Puckett? The guy got hit in the eye, broke his jaw, and the vision problems ended his career. And you guys are all fine with it because the Astros cheated. You're fine with Alex Bregman potentially losing his vision. You're fine with him potentially losing his career because they cheated. Of course it's wrong. Of course cheating is wrong. But so's this, 837. I honestly, I'm sickened by what's going on here. And how many people are okay with this?
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
All night long to try to understand where you're coming from on the Joe Kelly suspension. And if you're just joining us, Joe Kelly from the Dodgers was suspended for 8 games off of what happened last night when the Dodgers were facing the Astros and Alex Bregman was thrown at. Nearly got hit in the head by a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Nothing happened. Put down his bat. Walked to first base because it was ball 4. Then a couple of batters later, Carlos Correa gets a curveball very close to his head. Okay, maybe gets away from him. That's fine. The curveball, you know, he ends up getting him out on another curveball in the dirt. Strikes him out. Kelly running his mouth as he goes off the field. You know, basically inciting the entire benches clearing incident. Joe Kelly, who has a history of doing this kind of stuff and has never exactly been the arbiter of all things good and just in baseball, you know, Yankee fans that were happy to see the Astros facing some sort of street justice last night now seem to forget when he drilled Tyler Austin in the upper back a few years ago, and he got suspended for 6 games, and it wasn't enough. And so he gets 8 games here, and the primary issue is, well, if you look at it in terms of a full-on regular season, that's 22-game suspension, prorated, if you will. Well, okay, but you know what Joe Kelly did? He not only threw near or behind a guy's head, he also then taunted and incited the Red Sox to come, or to come off the bench, the Astros to come off the bench. And then he's got the history of doing this before, and not, mind you, that causing them to come off the bench in the middle of COVID-19 when these players are not supposed to be intermingling like that. Can you imagine if an outbreak comes from that? How dumb Joe Kelly's going to look. He's dumb as it is, the way he's handled himself with this. It's just unreal that he can try and sell that he doesn't belong. belong getting an 8-game suspension. He is appealing the suspension, to no surprise. Maybe he gets it reduced to 6 or 7, but frankly, I don't think it should be reduced at all. Because there's one thing when you're trying to drill a guy in the hip, in the ribs, in the leg, in the arm, something like that. That's one thing. This wasn't even buzzing him. This was coming alarmingly close to somebody's head. And when you do that, you are potentially putting their career in real jeopardy. And he had no qualms about doing that last night. You watch him, he's sitting there, he's yawning, he's doing the whole thing. And I can't get over how many fans today have had absolutely no issue with what Joe Kelly did last night. Throwing near a guy's head. I mean, you think about it, 96 miles an hour, that's a weapon. That's putting a guy's life in danger. And just to give you some context, last year, remember how ugly things got between the Pirates and the Reds last year? Ugly. Amir Garrett, who didn't throw the pitch, but as baseball described it, incited the riot, incited players coming off the bench. He got 8 games for inciting it. Keone Kella, who threw near the batter's head, got 10 games. Kelly did both of those things. And did it in the midst of COVID, to clear the benches, and has a history of doing it. So basically, this punishment is right on, in my eyes. Right on. And I wouldn't have had a problem if it was even a little bit more. This guy is not the guy you want out there trying to get your justice for you if you're the Dodgers. And it has nothing to do with the fact that the guy wasn't on the team a couple of years ago. He's trying to do the right thing by his teammates, and I get that, but there's doing it inside the boundaries of what is acceptable and what isn't. And if you ask 100 major league players, is it acceptable to throw near a guy's head? The answer from 95 of them at least is no. Kelly was out of line. And everybody has been up in arms all day since it happened that, oh my God, like they just locked him up for life. Give me a freaking break. Honestly, get a hold of yourselves. I know we're all frustrated sitting around for the last 5 months. I know we're all frustrated that the Astros cheated and Major League Baseball did absolutely nothing to them because they had to give them immunity to get anywhere near the truth on the whole thing. It's frustrating. Life is frustrating right now. It doesn't have to turn us into being bloodthirsty. And that's what this is. It is turning people bloodthirsty to get their own street justice. Come on. You want to drill them? Get them in the ribs. And the truth of the matter is this. If Kelly had taken that 96-mile-an-hour fastball and it hit Bregman in the ribs or in the upper arm or in the keister or, you know, on the leg, message would have been received. Nothing would have happened to Kelly today, and then he'd just gone out and struck out Correa, even if the curveball didn't get away from him or not. If he just went, struck out Correa, and then walked off the field and didn't say a word, message would have been received, he wouldn't have been suspended, and we wouldn't be talking about this. The Astros are going to be facing this all year long, but there does have to be a line. And people, you know, you can defend your team. That's what Dusty Baker is supposed to do because the Astros are his team. But at the same time, when it comes to some of this stuff, Dusty's a guy that is old school and understands what's right and what's wrong. And if you listen to Dusty from last night, which we will, Dusty makes it very clear, while yes, he has to defend his guys, that Joe Kelly was wrong. Let's hear from Dusty from last night.
Balls get away sometime, you know, but not that many in the big leagues. You know, when you throw a 3-0 fastball over a guy's head, I mean, now you're flirting with his, you know, ending his career. Then a couple other guys, balls are close. And then, you know, what really enraged everybody is when, you know, he told Carlos, I mean, he struck him out. And he told him, nice swing, and see, what are you supposed to do then? And then what upset me is that the umpires warned us. Why don't you warn him? You know, he's the one throwing a ball, and, you know, he's the one that started this mess in the first place. I didn't like it at all.
Nothing happened to Kelly last night. And you're all screaming and yelling about how they're taking care of the Astros. You know, this punishment does not protect the Astros from getting hit later in the year. That's not what it does. This is taking one guy, not making an example of him, it's delivering swift and right justice for somebody that's done it before, for somebody that has no qualms about doing it, and incited the entire thing and threw near somebody's head. History, intent, and then inciting two benches to clear in the middle of COVID-19. Sit your ass down, Joe Kelly. And as for you guys, please give me some sort of reason that this is okay. That throwing at a guy's head is okay, because I don't get it. I expect better from you guys, frankly. And it's disappointing to hear all of this, that somehow somebody's got to go out there and, you know, put a cap in one of the Astros because of what happened. Come on. I'm as ticked off as the next guy that they didn't get punished. You don't try to throw a ball at 96 at somebody's head.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.